This week's parsha, Parshat Tasu'im and Saras, we have the Torah talks about Saras. And Chazal, when they talk about Saras, say that Saras comes to a person due to the fact that he says Lashon Hara. We've spoken about this with Lashon Hara over the years in different angles, maybe above and beyond the Parshat issue of the fact that you're damaging somebody, which is obviously a significant point. But there are many other elements of Lashon Hara. We spoke about that really the issue is that the person should focus on trying to speak Lashon Tov. And that's when you're focusing on trying to say good things about other people, so you will have much less of a nisoyan to speak Lashon Hara. We've spoken about the fact that when a person is focused on being connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu and the positive things in his life, he's not busy noticing what's negative around him, and therefore he's not going to end up having a challenge of Lashon Hara because it's not really relevant and interesting to him. That's not what he wants to do. Maybe we can take that thought and expand it a little bit. We know that the punishment for Lashon Hara is Saras. Chabas Chaim, when he talks about Saras, he says that what happens is that there's a nega which develops in the person's neshama. And there's a tremendous chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu that he lets that nega move from the neshama, expand onto the goof. And by coming onto the goof, he goes to the process of kapara, which will remove it from his neshama also. He says, nowadays we don't have Saras. So what happens is the nega remains in the neshama, and when the person is nifter, the neshama has to go through a process to cleanse itself from that nega which is on the neshama, which it didn't have a chance to be niskaper and cleansed through the process of having tzaras, being a mitzara, and the kapara element. But what that means is there's something intrinsically, we said there's a nega, so we partially understand the pshat is that the veira causes the nega on the neshama. So the chicken and the egg, first there's the veira, and then from the veira comes the nega. It's possible that we can maybe say that there is another side to it, that the first step is that there's a nega. There's something which is missing or lacking in the neshama, and that itself is what lends itself to the person being negative, etc. If a person would be able to focus in on their bracha that they have in their life, and the wondrous things that they have in their life, the person would feel full and happy. Not that there's something that they're missing, that there's some type of chesaron that they have. From that vantage point, they would see the world in a different light. They would see the world in a light of a positive element. So there's no need to judge people negatively and therefore move on to eventually being challenged and being nichshol and saying Lashon Hara about them. But the first step of the process to overcome that process is by developing an attitude change. That my attitude there's a happiness attitude. The Baalei Kabbalah point out that the words nega and the word onig are connected. It just mixed around. So possibly we'll say, maybe homiletically, if the person is feeling the onig properly and he has his letters scrambled properly and he's feeling onig, then he will not end up with the letters being scrambled and end up being nega. But the person who doesn't have his onig in place, doesn't feel the onig, so the result instead will be that he'll end up with a nega, which means he's been affected, he's been touched, he's been affected. There's something which is affecting him, and that result will be that eventually he'll end up speaking Lashon Hara. Have a good Shabbos.